Colorado Springs voters made history this week by electing the city's first Black and first non-Republican mayor. Blessing Yemi Mobolade ran as an independent and defeated Republican Wayne Williams in the city's runoff election. Originally from Nigeria and a newcomer to politics, Mobolade moved to Colorado Springs in 2010. He established himself as a church pastor, then as the co-founder of two area restaurants. He also worked for the city as small business development administrator. As of Wednesday evening, the City of Colorado Springs website listed the unofficial election results as 57% for Mobolade and 42% for Williams. Williams conceded on Tuesday evening. The Denver Public School Board will meet tonight to discuss the use of armed police officers, called security resource officers, in schools. DPS announced it would put armed police in Denver schools for the remainder of the semester following two shootings at East High School in March. Movimiento Poder, a Latino advocacy group, says that reinstating SROs will lead to disproportionate disciplinary action against students of color. In a report released Wednesday, Movimiento Poder said the board's 2020 decision to remove SROs from Denver public schools was a win for racial justice. They say the presence of officers from 2014 up until that change led to a yearly average of about 900 arrests and court referrals for students of color. Since then, they say that number dropped by 90%. Boulder County organizations and nonprofits will receive $6.5 million in federal funds to address the crisis of homelessness. Jimmy Searfoss has more.
Boulder County Community Services, Boulder County Housing and Human Services, City of Boulder Housing and Human Services, Boulder Shelter for the Homeless, and Mental Health Partners are all part of the Homeless Solutions for Boulder County, tasked with tackling homelessness in the area. City of Boulder Housing and Human Services will receive $2 million of the $6.5 million grant. The funds are earmarked for a 24/7 facility for individuals experiencing homelessness to recuperate from medical challenges. The funding comes from the Federal American Rescue Plan Act, allocated via state legislation passed last year. For KGNU, I'm Jimmy Searfoss.
Denver officials celebrated the opening of 72 affordable apartments built to provide housing for disabled people experiencing homelessness. The property is located on East Colfax Avenue near Trenton Street. Brothers Redevelopment joined forces with the Brain Injury Alliance of Colorado to create the apartment complex, which is called Valor on the Facts. Tenants will receive job training and wellness activities. A land use rule guarantees the apartments will remain affordable for 99 years. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office announced Wednesday officers had arrested two people in connection with the drive-by shooting of two teens near a Flagstaff Mountain trailhead. A 21-year-old man and a 17-year-old teen were arrested on a search warrant at a home in unincorporated Adams County. Officials say several people witnessed the attack, which happened early Saturday. The two male victims were standing by their vehicle near the Crown Rock trailhead when the suspects allegedly drove by and shot them. The victims included a 17-year-old teen who required surgery for a gunshot wound to his leg and an 18-year-old man who was treated and released for a minor injury. The suspects will be charged with first-degree attempted murder, first- and second-degree assault, and felony menacing. Governor Jared Polis has vetoed a bill that would have designated the reintroduction of wolves as experimental and allowed ranchers to sometimes kill wolves who killed their livestock. Opponents of the bill said it could delay the wolf reintroduction for several years. On May 3rd, wildlife officials approved the Colorado Wolf Restoration and Management Plan, which will reintroduce the endangered gray wolves by the end of this year. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible throughout the day today. In Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, highs near 62 and lows around 50. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.